Let's link up with Krista on The Fix. She's a wellness coach with a focus on mental well-being and physical strength.
Recording with Alessia. Say your full name for me.
Alessia Boria.
Perfect. Alessia is one of my new great friends. 21, right? You're 21.
Yes.
21
that's right.
Years old. Brand new business owner. Opened her business during COVID. So we have a lot to discuss today, and I'm super excited because this girl not only went to cosmetology school at the age of 18.
It was 16. She started at 16.
Finished at 18.
Yep.
And got her licensing, all that jazz. She can do everything from hair. She's a curly hair specialist, and she can also do eyebrows. She just did mine, and they look phenomenal. So I'm super excited to talk all things beauty with her because, as some of you may know, I am in the process of launching my business, which will have a big beauty and self-care element to it. So people like Alessia will be a part of my team someday. And I just kind of want to get the rundown on the beauty industry from her as a young millennial who's just gotten started in the space, and really get an understanding of what kind of prompted her to jump into this thing full throttle in the middle of COVID, which, by the way, that's why she decided to go to college, because she felt like she had downtime. Who has downtime when they're starting their own business?
I know.
Crazy girl, but I'm excited to discuss all of this. So all of that said, Alessia, the way I kick off all of my podcasts, I ask a couple questions. So first, I gave a brief background on you, but I'd like you to add anything to that. Just tell me about your business. Give me the name of your business. Tell me what you're majoring in school, how are classes going, whatever you'd like to share, where you're from, all that beautiful jazz. And then I'm going to ask you what your go-to coffee order is, because as all of my listeners know, I'm a big coffee girl. I do my coffee chronicles on Instagram, and it's a lot of fun. So
yeah.
Go for it. Who are you?
So
what do we need to know about Alessia in 30 seconds or less?
Okay. I'm Alessia Boreas. I am the owner of Alluring Looks by Alessia at Phoenix Salon Suites. Right here is right where we are filming this podcast is where I do all the magic. And
this is
happens.
Where the jam goes
yes,
on.
Yes. This is
cool.
Where it all happens.
I love it.
And I have a passion for hair, making people look confident and beautiful. And I love
that
curly
she
hair.
Does.
And
which I don't have, but that's okay.
No, yes. And everyone's welcome. You don't just have to have curly hair, but that is one of my favorite things to do. And I just love making people feel beautiful.
Love it. That's an awesome mission. And I mean, self-confidence is, yes, it is way more than skin. It's past your skin. It's skin deep. But look, don't get me wrong. There's nothing better than waking up in the morning and putting a wand to your hair or brushing through it and just feeling like, wow, my hair feels great. It looks great. I love the color. I love the volume. I love the bounce. Nice hair, I believe, puts a little pep in your step.
Always.
That just gives a woman or a man, like for our guys that have a lot going on up there, really gives you like a sense of like, I just feel good when I look in the mirror. I mean, it's such a big part of your head, right? Like,
yeah, it's everything.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like when I put my hair up in a ponytail, I like it. Cause like for me as a fit pro, I'm like, I know I need business now. And I think there's something like badass. We're going to be doing some braids today.
Sure.
And I think there's something badass about like putting your braids on and just being like, let's fucking go to work, but still making it like sexy and a little bit sassy because you have the rest of it, like with the wand or the curling iron or just like windswept, blown out kind of cool vibes.
Yeah. Hair is everything.
It is. So tell me about what you like to drink in the morning, your cup of coffee. What does it look like?
So my choice of cup of coffee, I love a good cappuccino.
Okay.
If I'm ordering a coffee out, and I actually am obsessed with my Nespresso machine, especially this time of year because I come out with the holiday pods.
Okay.
So that's kind of my go-to.
Cool. And what's your like combination of milks, like what do you like to dabble in there? Any creamer, any sweetener, you just go all natural?
Yeah, usually since I'm using the Nespresso machine,
yes.
I use the pod that obviously
cool.
you need.
Yep.
And then I do some milk, but I don't like it super milky. I like a good like happy medium between coffee and milk.
Nice.
And a little bit of stevia.
Okay. What kind of milk do you use? Are you an alternative milk girl or just straight?
I like to use the lactate milk.
Okay. Do you dabble in the almond milks or anything?
Yeah,
it
honestly depends on my mood.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you gotten onto the oat milk train?
I have, and
yeah.
I love oat milk.
It's good, man. I think it's delicious in a latte. There's something about it.
Yes, I agree.
extra oomph for sure. Are you an iced coffee drinker?
Yes.
Hot coffee? Are you the kind of girl like myself who will drink iced coffee in 30 degree weather?
100%.
Hell yeah. I love it. Okay, nice, nice. You can never skip out on your iced coffee. And I love that you like cappuccino because I'm all about the espresso shots.
Yeah.
So cool. We can jam with that. So what I did on my last podcast is I kind of judge people based on their coffee order and give like an analysis of their personality. So I feel like my last podcast I had with my boy Dom, he, when we recorded it, he was like black coffee straight up. So I gave him a little bit of a, we'll call it like aggressive nickname, if you will. And he was not a big fan of it, but he was like, he doesn't mess around. So I was like, no dicking around Dom. That was his nickname based on his coffee order. And I feel like Alessia, I have pressure. I got to think of alliterations now. Yeah. So like, I mean, her business is an alliteration. It's Alluring Looks by Alessia. So I would say like something with an A that's just like, maybe like, since she is a boss, we'll just say that this is not a total alliteration, but it's close. We'll just be like absolute boss Alessia. That's her coffee. Like,
yeah,
she wants to get her shots of espresso. She needs a little sweetener in there because she's a little bit sassy and cute. And yeah, I think that sums it up. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm down for it.
Perfect. Okay, cool. Alessia, I got my haircut yesterday. We just timed this out so perfectly. It does probably need a little like curl at the end because it kind of flipped up when I was sleeping. So maybe we can do that to kind of style it up. But we're going to go for that braid look that I love. What do you think? Should we do the two braids or should we do just one thick one down the middle? I had the one thick one down the middle last week.
So you want to do the two maybe?
Yeah, let's change it up. Why not?
We'll do the two.
So now that you're getting started on my hair, let's kind of talk about what made you get into cosmetology? I know you said you really want to help people look beautiful. Why curly hair? Is that specifically because of, you know, your personal experience having curly hair? Did you feel like there was a gap in the market? Like, just kind of explain to me that you're at your 16-year-old self. I mean, shoot, at like 26, I don't even know what I want to fucking do with my life. So like, why at 16 were you like, I'm going for this?
Well, my whole life I was always into like, you know, clothes, fashion, mm-hmm. hair, makeup, everything. Like, in when I was younger, I would always be curling my best friend's hair and doing braids. And I love everything. So I decided to go to cosmetology school in high school.
Okay.
Just for fun. And I was like, oh, you never know where this will lead you.
Sure.
And it led me to getting a job at my first salon. And I literally fell in love with the industry. I fell in love with everything hair. And from that point on, I just knew that there was a reason why I was led to go to cosmetology school at 16. And I just went for it.
And what was that like? Sorry to interrupt you and cut you off. But like, what were your friends saying? Like, you were 16 years old when most people like are maybe focusing on just starting to think about their SATs and looking at colleges. Like, were you even looking at colleges, or at this point where you're like, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I do know that I'm going to pursue this right after school? Were you really focused on your career? Like, did you play any sports, or was this really kind of like your substitute for that?
So I had danced for years.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did too. So cool.
I danced for years.
Favorite kind of dance? What genre?
I kind of did a little bit of everything, which is actually,
jazz, tap, hip hop.
A little bit of everything, because I get to be a little antsy at times. So okay. I like to switch things up, which is why I love giving so many different services and offering so many different services.
Not to mention, everybody's hair is different, right?
Yes.
So like on any given day, kind of tell me, like walk me through like the different types of appointments that you have.
So the different types of appointments can range from women's haircuts, men's haircuts, children's, styling services, like blowouts or just coming in for a couple loose curls. I do the We Dat Curly Cut. Coloring services like highlights, balayage, single processes, root colors, glazes, you name it, everything. I try to accomplish and give everyone their dream hair.
And how do most of your clients find you?
I get a lot of referrals. Okay. I do a lot of networking through Instagram.
Cool.
And social
media. That's how we found each other. So I guess I
should.
Cute. Love it. I like how my hair is nice and bouncy at the top. I should give that backstory. I actually found Alessia because one day I don't love to do my own hair. I'm just not as good at it. And I'm such a perfectionist. I would rather have a lovely professional take care of it for me. So I basically just started going on Instagram and I was like, who can I find? Like, I like to find people who I can like look, check them out and be like, how can I help this person in some way? And she looked like she had an awesome kind of like book, like treating your Instagram, like your portfolio, right?
Yes.
And I noticed that she was very talented and super skilled, but she didn't have a ton of followers, like good amount for a hairstylist. But I was like, maybe like if I reach out to her, if she looks like she's kind of new and like on the come up, we can partner in some capacity and I can send some people her way. So that's kind of what I did. I messaged her. She was super quick to get back to me. And I also knew that I needed someone who was in like a suite setup like this because my schedule is weird. So like I might need to come see you at like 8 o'clock in the morning or at like 9 o'clock at night. And that's the nice thing about having the flexibility of not being tied to a salon, right?
Yes. 100%.
So I just slid into the DMs and hit this girl up and she got back to me within a day. We had a chat on the phone, we FaceTimed, and then kind of the rest is history. But I totally went off on a tangent. So back to the original question, you told me that you have all different types of variety and services. So did you stop dance when you went full throttle with cosmetology school or did you do both? Like what did that schedule look like at age 16? I mean, we're in New Jersey, so you couldn't even drive yet. What were your parents saying?
So actually, fun fact, when I was 15, I started working at a bakery.
Oh, cool. What bakery?
Carlos Bakery.
Oh, nice. The one in Westfield?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you guys who are not from New Jersey, you definitely know the show, The Cake Boss. That's a bakery that Alessia worked in. It's pretty famous. So the original one is in Hoboken, and she works at the one in Westfield.
Yeah. So I had left dance like 15, 16. I was trying to balance that and dance. And then I was like, you know what?
You're a worker, it sounds like.
Yeah, I am a worker. And you know what? As soon as I got a taste of like what it was like to have a job.
Cute. I love it. It looks so good.
Thanks. I just loved making money and saving money and,
yeah,
you know, doing all that kind of stuff. So I was just like, you know what? Whatever. I'm done. I'm done with
spending.
Yeah, I'm done with dance. Let me make money. Cause this is like nice. Like I buy whatever I want, whatever. Right. Like, you know.
And what did your parents say about that?
They were like,
your dad's an entrepreneur. Yeah. Right. So it's in the blood.
Yes, it is in the blood. My dad started a business at 42 after leaving corporate, and my grandfather and my uncle owned J&A Auto Body Shop.
Okay. Nice. So, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, and my other uncle, he is the owner of his own chiropractic.
Very cool.
Yeah. So it's definitely in the blood.
Cool. And so it was in the blood. You decided that you wanted to just go for it.
Yeah.
And then your mom and dad supported it.
Yeah. My parents, my twin sister, my friends and family, everyone has been so supportive and so like my cheerleaders all along the way, like whatever I need, they're there. My dad comes and hangs stuff on the wall for me.
And there's your books. Your dad helps you with that?
My dad helps me. He's teaching me how to do it.
Well, if you need an accountant, I got my dad. He can hook you up.
I'm all about trying to be independent. So I like to learn things and learn how to do them. So yeah. I am learning how to do my own with the help of my dad.
So you had the help of your dad doing everything from manual labor to the books to what else? What did your sister do? Did your friends let you? I'm sure your friends were happy to let you practice hair on them.
Oh yeah. My friends, I literally can cry about how supportive everyone
is. That's so sweet.
It just makes me feel like this is just the exact place that I'm supposed to be. Everyone has just been like an outpour of love, whether it was a text message or coming to see my place or, you know, coming to me versus the person they've been going to for years.
Yeah. So tell me about that. Like, I mean, look, in comparison, like I'm not shy about this and my mom will probably be listening to this and be like, this is only partially true. But when I'll give that the caveat. When I first told my parents that I was going to quit my corporate job, and you know, it's different. Like you were 16, you went down this path. Like my situation was I was going to be a journalist and I do still feel like I'm practicing that today. I mean, look at the conversation we're having right now. I've got my tripod set up. I got you mic'd up just like I did in college, but it was not what I went to school for, right? So my dad was kind of like, you're going to throw away a $250,000 education and then go like do this thing where you don't have benefits, you don't have vacation time, you don't have a 401k. Like this is a huge decision to be making. And he wasn't wrong. And I just didn't want to hear it because I wanted to do what I was passionate about. And similar to you, I started this journey in high school. I just had no idea I was going to take it somewhere. And had I known that, like in hindsight, it's a catch-22 because I think, and we'll get to this because you are in college right now, so I'd love your input. But in hindsight, were there things I did in college that aren't like super necessary for what I do now? 100%. However, there are two things that I got out of going to Washington and Lane. First is a damn good network of very successful individuals who truly just want to help you. I have people who are investing in my business who I went to school with, who are giving advice, they're investing their time, their like insight, their perspective on the world, giving me information on the mistakes they made, and not even in the same industry, but I have found people who were. There's like one guy who actually owns a couple of Barry's boot camps. So pretty good name to latch onto. And he's super helpful, but it's like amazing because our network is so tight. He will literally drop whatever he's doing. Like I talked to him last Friday. He told me he didn't have a lot of time. We talked for an hour, which was fantastic. And he was super supportive and like gave me like 25 golden nuggets of advice, even though he said he had no idea what he was doing. Please. And similar story, right? He started in finance, worked at Barclays, was at Lehman Brothers before that, before the crash. And then realized like, hey, like fitness is for me. Like this is what I want to do. And I want to spread this love of like an exercise situation that was so cathartic and such a relief for such a demanding job. How can I help other people feel that same way and find that release that I have found through fitness by ensuring that it's a standard and a staple and a sentiment tied to the industry by being a part of it? And I totally felt the same way. So like, tell me about, have you seen friends or your sister or like other people? Like clearly you're very appreciative and grateful for the support that you've gotten. But like, how do you think you would have handled it if your parents were like, no, like you grew up in like a very nice town in New Jersey. I mean, look, let's even talk about this too. Like, let's talk about the differences between Clark and Westfield. They're apparent. Like Clark is a little bit more blue collar. Like there are more people who are police officers in cosmetology versus those traditional 9-to-5 corporate desk jobs. Do you think if you lived in another town in another state, like I feel like hair, nails, skin is like very popular in this part of the, on the part of this coast. Like we're close to New York City. We're typical Jersey girls, big hair, you know, big personalities. We like everything to be like overdone, but that's just who we are. And I'm not shy about it. But like, what do you think about all of that? I know I just asked you like 17 questions in one, but let's go in order. So first, how do you think you would have combated that if you didn't have the support of your family? Like you still live at home. Do you think you would have been in a situation where you were just like, you know what? Like, fuck this. I'm going for it. This is what I love. And I'm going to do it on my own, even if I have to struggle.
I think maybe if I didn't have an insane amount of support, I probably wouldn't have did it as young, but definitely down the road.
Sure. So tell me about that. Like at 16 and then now 21, you've accomplished what some people don't even find until like they're age 35. Seriously though, like you should be proud of yourself for that. So like, who do you attribute that to beyond yourself? Because you owe yourself credit. Like your mom and dad could have encouraged you, but they're not going to be the ones to pull the trigger. They weren't the ones who were taking their money earned from Carlos's bakery, which was probably what, only 10 bucks an hour maybe, and investing in this. So tell me about that.
I ever since I was little, I just kind of did my own thing. I just had my own way of thinking. I never really conformed to society.
Even different from your twin? Do you think anything had to do with that, with having a twin?
We're honestly complete opposites in every good way. Like, well, she's my best friend, but
awesome.
We did our own thing. And, you know, having that is what really gave me, like, the opportunity to pursue this because, I mean, my sister went away to school, so I was able to enjoy the fun parts of college without having to work for the first couple
of that's
years.
So true. Yeah. Because I was actually going to ask you, like, if you feel like you missed out on anything.
No, I really don't think I did at all. Because my sister goes to the college in New Jersey. She's a senior.
Awesome.
And I pretty much went on this journey with her. I feel like she always invited me down on the weekends and hung out with her friends.
So
and
I
feel like I didn't really miss out on that aspect. And then when I recently decided to go to school, then I quickly figured out what it was like to be an actual student and not the fun part, but it's
what
all
good.
What are
you majoring in?
Communications, which I always
tell me why, because we do have that in common. And I want to know, like, I think there's a lot of parallels in the fitness industry and hair when it comes to being like a quasi therapist. So much so that I've actually been, I'm considering at some point when I have more time and I'm not launching a business and doing 700 things, going back to school for a master's. And I would very much be interested in becoming a licensed therapist, like cognitive talk therapy.
Yeah. So when you're doing someone's hair, and I feel like when you're just like spending so much time with someone,
you could highlight, like when I get my hair highlighted, my boy Andres that I go see, he's stuck with me for 4 hours.
Yeah. It's a long time.
And then I got to get it cut too.
Yeah, it's literally such a long time. And you just, as they come back to you and as you make these connections with all your clients, you really do like build such a bond. And I have weekly blowout clients that
you
that I just can't wait to see because like we pick up right where we left off last week.
Yeah.
It's a nice relationship.
And without obviously client, just as in the medical industry, I feel there's definitely like honor code of like client privilege and confidentiality.
But 100%.
Without going into like specifics, like tell me about the kind of things that your client will talk to you about.
You know, it's my clients really treat me like I'm their friend.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll tell me a lot about their personal lives, what's going on, if they're having any issues, and we just take it from there. And it's just like a casual conversation that you would have with your friends.
Yeah. And how do you feel? Like, are most of your clients similar to my age? I'm only a couple of years older than you. Or like, do you have any moms? And like, how do you think like talking to them, like, are they open and sharing their problems? Or do they think that like, you don't have kids, you can't relate sort of deal? Like, what do you see?
I think no one ever discriminates against me that I'm so young. I think when we're just...
Well, first of all, for those of you guys who are not watching this, like, and if you are, I think you can totally pick up on this. You are wise beyond your years. You carry yourself.
You.
Like, you definitely have an old soul.
Definitely.
Like, when you told me you were only 21, I was like, this girl's got to be at least my age. Like,
yeah.
And saying that too, like, people tell me the same thing all the time. So if I'm saying I think you're at least 26, most people think I'm like 30. Which I'm fine with. Like, let them think that. So then when I am 30, I look super young.
Yes, and that's what I always say.
Botox helps too.
That's what I always say. Age is just a number.
Totally, girl. Especially when it comes to fitness, it's such a mindset. But
yeah,
so like, what kind of things are people talking, like, are they talking to you about like work? Are they talking about relationships?
Everything.
Where do you tend to give your advice? And do you talk to them and open up? And what kind of rapport does that create with your clients?
Yeah, you know, well, since I am only 21 years old, I don't have a ton of life experience, especially like having a family and stuff like that. But I kind of just go based off of how I grew up and like the advice that my parents have always given me, because they always are good for some good advice. They're good for everything, but definitely advice is a good one.
Like food,
your
head, your dogs.
Yes.
Just, you know, the basicness.
Yes.
My dog is here and you wouldn't even know it. I forgot for a second.
So
she
did
passed out.
My black baby,
she's blending in with the chair.
Yeah, she is. People just really like, I feel like when you have your hands on someone, and I feel like it's someone with personal training,
totally.
You just like, it's a connection like no other. Like if
you're good at it.
Well, yes, obviously. If you're pissed off at someone who's doing their hair and not doing their hair and not doing a good job, obviously they're not going to be telling you their life struggles
and body language is everything. Like,
it really is.
Feel comfortable. It's like, just like I made the comparison to the client privilege in the medical field, I think there's totally like a bedside manner that comes with creating an open space in the fitness studio, in, you know, wherever you are, in your salon, that allows a person to feel that they can pick up on whether you're empathetic or not, right?
Yes.
Like, and if you're not, it's really obvious. And the other question I have for you, and I love asking trainers this question, so I want to hear it from you. How difficult is it, based on your mood, to remind yourself when you walk through the store, like maybe even it's before you get out of your car, whatever Alessia's problems are, they stop at this door and no one cares.
You know what? I literally, when I walk into these doors, I tell myself that all the time. I mean, I really don't have any issues 90% of the time, because I try to just tell myself that everything happens for a reason. You know, God put you in a certain situation for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe that. So you kind of just, when I do hair, everything else goes away. It's kind of like,
is it cathartic for you?
Yes, I would definitely say so. I think it very much so is. And I kind of just zone out and do my own thing and get into my own thoughts, like good thoughts.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to yourself though on the days where like you might just, maybe your mind's like elsewhere because you have a project for school or like, or something's going on in your personal life and it's distracting you. Like, how do you separate the two? Are you so busy that you don't have time to think about it? That's always been my mantra, which is not really effective because that's kind of avoided. So I don't like go around preaching this advice.
Yeah.
But you know, having a therapist, having my psychiatrist, working out for myself, like, I don't know, like just curling your own hair, does that relax you? Or now that it's your job, like, does it add a pressure to like look good? Like, I'll be honest, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking in my head, like, ugh, my stomach probably doesn't look great from this angle and I'm a personal trainer. Guess what? I'm real as fuck, so I don't care. Like,
yeah, but that's
like, what kind of stuff like kind of runs through your mind, like when it comes to like your release? Like, do you go back to dance? Do you like to cook?
I work out.
Okay.
I work out and
there
I bake. I bake so many cookies. and cakes.
Good thing you do both.
Yes.
Do you feel like doing your own hair, has it become a chore for you? Like, for example, I have a hairstylist that I work with in Charlotte, and I have two girls that I go see, and one of them, like, never, she like only washes her hair once a week, and she usually puts it up. And when she does do it, she'll have someone else do it because she's like, I just like don't have the patience to do this because I do it every single day. Like, how do you feel about it? Your hair looks gorgeous right now.
Thank you. I once in a while I treat myself and get a blowout. Okay.
Do you have a specific person that you go to? Like, are you
my friends? I have a bunch of friends in the industry. So whoever
is particular about your hair?
I am particular when it comes to the cut because I do, like we mentioned before, I'm a Weed Ed stylist.
Yep.
The reason why I became so passionate about Weed Ed is because of my very first salon, I had a mentor. Her name is Catherine, who we have such a tight bond and friendship now.
Awesome.
But it really like blossomed into this relationship, almost like a big little sister situation. And she took me under her wing and showed me everything I wanted to know about Weed Ed and hair and everything
else. Tell me more about it. Like, what, for people who don't know the cosmetology and beautician terminology as a hairstylist, what is Weed Ed?
So Weed Ed's a company that this person, Weed Ed, made, like, invented this cut that allows curly hair to just flow how it's supposed to be.
So it's all about letting the curl, this is specific to curly hair, because as we mentioned at the beginning of the recording, Alessia specializes in curly hair.
Yes. Even though my hair is blown out right now, I was just in the mood. You know, curly girls understand, once in a while, you just want some straight hair.
Sure.
But yeah, so Weed Ed, you carve each curl so that it bounces and it just has no weight. The whole point of Weed Ed is for your hair, your curls to not have be weighted down. And
So can you kind of get into the technicality of this? Like, what's the, is it like the way you cut the angle, the pieces in relation to the others? Like, how does that work? Just give me like a, you know, a really quick short overview.
Yeah. So the layers, everything from the layers to the length, to the carving into it,
like all of it,
everything is just supposed to lay nicely and evenly. And curly hair doesn't like to be weighted down. That's the whole thing about Weed Ed. So when you do the layers a certain way, with
is
the
it
Weed
supposed
cut,
to make it feel lighter?
Yes.
So you have like a fucking mop on your head?
Yes. Lighter. And most of the time, if you don't get your hair cut specifically to the curls, it's so heavy and it doesn't like.
And what does that do to
it?
Yeah, so like
it makes it just weighted down.
Does it
like
make you greasy? Like,
so the products also too. There's a whole method of how to put the products in. It's called rake and shake. So by raking and shaking,
I like that name.
So raking and shaking the products in your hair, it gets in evenly because most time. People are like, oh, I have curly hair, but it looks a mess because people are just literally scrunching their hair. So when you're scrunching it, you're just making it frizzy.
Right.
By rake and shake, you're just really getting the product in there, smoothing down the cuticle, getting rid of the frizz, and, you know, just making it look
so is that literally like what the name says? It's like running the fingers through the hair with the product and then shaking it out?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so Weed Ed's all about not having heavy curls because heavy curls are not happy curls.
Yep. And do you think that's the difference between someone who like appreciates and embraces their curly hair if they get that kind of cut versus someone who's like, oh, this is such a nuisance and I wish I had straight hair. I mean, we always want what we don't have, right? Like I would love your curls and it's only taken me like 27 years almost of existence to be able to learn how to curl my hair.
Yeah.
And even still, like I've noticed, like, and I want your opinion on this. I do believe in like the whole hormonal idea that your hair
100%.
Changes like every 7 years.
Yeah.
This is the first time in my life. Over COVID, I've been wearing my hair a lot more naturally. I mean, that's not even true. I'll take that back. Since I became a full-time fit pro, I couldn't tell you last time I blow dried my hair. Like I literally don't. I just let it air dry. And then I wake up in the morning and I will use the wand and do it. My hair in the back has gotten so curly. Like I would wake up during COVID and like I had gone to bed with my hair wet and it was like just so curly back here. Never had that in my life. But my dad has waves to his hair. My hair used to be stick straight. So what do you think, like, just like learning how to like do that and appreciate your hair and like always change it up? Like, what do you typically see with people? Like, are they in, with the curly hair specifically, like, are they like frustrated by it? Like, do they come to you like, oh, I'm just so sick of this. Do they want keratin? Do you do those kind of treatments? Like, what's your take on all that?
Yes. So, when I have people come in and they hear about this Weed Ed cut, they're just like, I'm so sick and tired of my curly hair. I'm sick of the heaviness. I'm sick of just leaving it natural and just not looking like my hair's done.
Right.
And that
looks like they rolled out of bed.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of Weed Ed, because by using the techniques and between the techniques of putting the hair product in and the cut itself, it just gives you such a good combination that you just can wear curly hair, be confident,
awesome,
love your curls. That's their whole thing. And that's my whole thing, because growing up, I had wavy hair. And then as I got older, I got wavier. So it's like on the borderline of wavy and curly.
Okay.
And I hated it. And then I met my girl, Catherine.
Yep.
And she...
So did you meet her in when you were working, or when she started doing your hair?
No, when I was working. And that's when I got introduced to it. They're like, oh my gosh, you totally should get this cut. Your hair's perfect for it. Because it's like, weed ad's great because you could have wavy hair, or you could have corkscrew, kinky, curly hair.
Yep.
So it's really for everyone with any type of wave, and it really just enhances everything. And that's exactly what she did for me. And from that point on, I was hooked. I knew at 16 years old that when I was going to be a stylist one day, that is what I was going to specialize in, because I just saw her and how much of a difference she made in all her clients' lives, mm-hmm, that I just wanted to do the same.
Awesome. Very cool. All right, now let's talk a little bit more about like school and balancing that and what prompted you to go. So you shared with me that you decided to open your business in the middle of COVID. So like, what went on in the past, I don't know, year, 2 years, 6 months, that prompted you to be like, okay, I'm not going to work in the salon anymore, if you were, and then you decided to go off on your own. And then, ladies and gentlemen, this bee tells me that she decided to go to college because she had too much free time during COVID. So talk about making the most of a situation where there was more downtime, and she's going to add as many things as she can to her plate.
Yeah, so I am the queen of adding so many things.
We have that in common. I know, that's why we bonded when we met.
Yeah.
Hustlers.
Yes.
Hustlers
it's in you. It's, yep, definitely in you.
Yep.
I actually, 2 years ago, my grandfather got diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. So
she's got his picture.
Yeah. So,
a very cute photo of them, her giving a little smooch on the cheek from, yes, my grandpa.
He's an angel. But so just going through when you have a family member that's going through so much and that you're so,
sure,
close to, such a life-changing situation, that after he passed, I was just like, you know what? Life changes so fast.
Too short,
And I watched my mom, who went back to school in her 40s to finish her degree, because that was always her biggest regret. And I was like, I don't want to have a family one day and then be stuck if I do need a degree for whatever reason. I mean, I always have this trade, and I love it, and I plan on doing it forever. But you never know what could happen. Life changes in an instant.
Look at COVID.
Literally, life changes in an instant. You never know when you need it. So I was like, after he passed, I'll never forget, I was sitting on the beach on Labor Day, 2019. And I was like, you know what? I was sitting next to my parents. I'm like, I think I'm going to go to school. And at that time, they were hyped because they always wanted me to go to school.
Yeah,
but
I told them
I wanted to take some time and figure this whole hair situation out, get as much training and, you know, master everything that I could.
Now, this was before school that you had that conversation, or this was all at the same time?
No, this was my senior year in high school that I had told them I just want to take time, learn everything that I need to know about hair and, you know, just, and then that was 3 years ago. So then I had decided to go to school, and I don't regret it. I actually like that it kind of puts my mind in a different, it definitely challenges me to think differently.
Sure.
It's always good to challenge your mind, and, you know, it's good to challenge your mind. Totally. Bottom line, you should always keep things different and interesting and fun.
Tell me, like, what prompted the communications major?
Well,
like, why not just go business, accounting?
Because
like
I am the worst math person. The thought of going...
You're an artist, of course.
Yes.
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Right.
Okay. Yep. So you're left-brained.
So, yeah. So the thought of... Because everyone's like, why didn't you do business? And I was like, well, business majors tend to have a lot of math classes that I must be suffering
through. There's such a practical application to business. It's like, kind of like, you can get your feet wet, because guess fucking what? We're dealing with real money, real dollars and cents here. This girl is running her business. Like, there's way more on the line. And so I think for that reason, like, you force yourself to learn it in a different way. But also too, there's resources at your disposal. Even if you can't spend a lot of money, let's say you need an attorney. I just went through this. I just had to hire an attorney, put him on retainer because I have sponsorships and partnerships and I need to negotiate for myself and make sure that the contracts make sense. Today, in the age that we live in, you can go online on fucking like LegalZoom and do that for $40 a month. So if you need a bookkeeper, if you need a CPA, it's not like you can't surround yourself with the right people. And I think that says a lot about knowing your weaknesses and knowing your strengths.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't be, yes, you can be a Renaissance woman, but you also can't be the jack of all trades at the same time. So like putting your efforts to where they need to be, like that comes down to choosing a partner, like both professionally and romantically. Like how is that person going to make you better? Should you have a partner at all? Like in your sense, that's probably not super necessary. So I think like, tell me what you saw with communications beyond maybe enjoying it that you're like, all right, I have this skill set already a little bit, but this is how I'm going to go enhance it. If that was your thought process.
Yeah, no, definitely it was my thought process because communications, I mean, I sit here and communicate with people all day. I know it sounds very cliche.
No, but it's true.
And communications, you like, it sounds like a simple major, but it does open your mind into different aspects of a business versus just going as a business degree and just learning the numbers of everything. Yeah. I'm not a numbers person. So I rather, when I'm in school, strengthen that whole situation. And then again, like you said, there's always someone that can help you with the numbers that you're not good at. Mm-hmm. And I'm not good at it. That's why I do get help. But yeah, so communications, I mean, the classes that I've already taken for my communications major, just totally like between
is
like...
Is this your first semester right now ever? Or did you start last year?
Second. Okay. Yeah, I started last year. But it just like opened your mind to like advertising, social media,
marketing.
Building a website, marketing. So all that kind of stuff. And obviously all that kind of stuff ties into here.
Totally.
So
couldn't get more applicable in real life than
this. Yeah. And I feel like marketing is such a big deal in advertising. So I really do use everything that I learned in school too. So
that's
I'm
awesome.
Happy I went. I definitely don't regret it. And I don't regret the timeline of everything. Like
okay.
I'm happy I didn't go. College isn't for everyone straight out of high school.
It's not. And how do you think, let me ask you this, being 21 and around people, and you might have a different situation because are you at community college? Where
yes,
do you go?
Right now I'm at community.
Okay. So given the situation, I don't know what the age groups are, especially because of COVID, like, are you dealing with a lot of 18-year-olds? I bet you've seen an influx because personally, if I had a kid right now, or if you're listening to this and you're 17, do not go to college until COVID is resolved because you are not going to get the experience. Your sister's living through this right now and it sucks. Yes, you can make lemonade out of like lemons in this situation, taking something sour. However, to spend like $70,000 to $80,000 on a semester where you don't get to see your professor in person
and
help
sit in the dorm.
No,
yes.
Nuh-uh. Mm-hmm. Not doing it. Your parents, you're welcome for putting that out there. I'm saying that after literally spending $250,000 on school. Like, Jesus, my parents did that 3 times. So God bless them. Thank you very much for lining the pockets. Because, and hey, I got student loans. Like, my parents paid about half, but they did that for each of my siblings. I mean, my older brother was the only one who picked the cheap school. He went to University of Delaware, which was a third of the, or maybe half the price. My little brother went to Dickinson, which was more expensive than Washington Lee. So he also played lacrosse, which means uniforms, equipment, travel. It was D3. They weren't paying for that shit, man.
Yeah.
So I think he was probably the most expensive child, even though I bought a lot of clothes. So thanks, Dad. But every time my brother got a hockey stick, I would justify, oh, I want a pair of boots. Oh, I want a new pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get my hair cut, whatever. So yeah. So tell me, like, do you think that being your age and being in college, I ask my friends this a lot who are in graduate programs, like, does your work experience give you a perspective? Do you feel like you're able to pay that forward to the younger students? Like, are they impressed? Like, what's their, like, take on you literally having another job that is your own business, not just like a job that pays bills?
I think so. Obviously, all my close friends and my sister are in college right now.
Yep.
So I think it's just a different situation. It's never like a weird divide between us.
No.
It's kind of like we just embrace where everyone is in their lives at the moment, and we kind of just. You know, that's why I'm so close with them because everyone just embraces what we're doing and we support each
other. You learn from
them. Yeah.
They learn from you.
Yeah. And I'm actually happy that they all went before me because now the stuff that I need help on, they're like, oh, we just did this like last year, or, oh, I just took this class a couple semesters ago. So we just kind of all just joined forces.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And do you like, are there people that are, I mean, I know with like dynamics of like probably doing things online, like, are there other people who kind of look up to you and ask you like, hey, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? Do you see that at all?
I don't see it, but I have a lot of people telling me all the time. They're like, oh my gosh, that's like so cool of you. Yeah. Like, I can't believe you did that. You're 21.
Right. So like, how do you encourage those people? Because look, like, I think, so I'm not sure if you're familiar with this book. I actually talked about it on one of the first episodes I recorded with my boy Dom, Days with Dom, about Matthew McConaughey's new book, Green Lights. It's fantastic. I downloaded the Audible yesterday. I'm already 3 hours in. It's only 6 hours. It's very good. I couldn't put it down or stop listening, I should say. I like fell asleep listening to it. It's like to calm me down. It's great because it's written in this very poetic way where it's just like, what he refers to as a green light is like literally like the game, red light, green light. And what's interesting is in most of his upbringing, his childhood, he's got an insane story about this like exchange program he did in Australia. Holy shit. I thought I was listening to like a fiction novel and him like narrating it and like using his voices and like putting an accent on that was Australian in a mocking way. It was very entertaining, but he like shows how situations that seem like they could be red lights, AKA like pause your ability to move forward, can turn into green lights depending on your perspective and your attitude. Having a good fucking attitude is the difference between a red light literally stopping you and cutting you off versus you transforming it into that green light and being able to pass go in the Monopoly game of life. So what I wanted to say with all of that is this. There's a quote in the book and it's literally his mantra. And my friend Dom and I discussed this at length because I love it. And it's this. It's basically saying that you want to be less impressed and more involved. I'm going to say it again because it's so good. Less impressed, so that admiration for people like, oh my God, that's so cool. In your case, like amazing, yeah. You're doing this at 21. More involved. So in your case, you were like, fuck being impressed. I'm getting involved. I'm getting my hands dirty. Yes. I'm going to start my own business. Yes. I'm not just going to sit here. And like, let's take it a step further. You were impressed probably by all the people in the salon, right? Like they yes. inspired you, they yes. encouraged you, but you were like, I'm not stopping here. I'm not going to work for someone else. I'm going to get more involved by literally starting my own business. So like, yeah. obviously you might not say it as poetically as that, but like, do you find yourself like now having the confidence to have gone out and done what you did and continue to do it every day, even during a really difficult period
yeah,
economically,
for sure.
You're in an industry that people look like regardless of shutdowns, like, when economies get tight, what's one of the first things people stop doing?
Hair.
Taking care of their hair.
Yeah.
They're like, do I really need a haircut? Maybe not. Like, I'd probably continue to get my nails done before I get a haircut. Like,
yeah.
And that's just me. And I'm sure you'd advise me against that for a plethora of reasons. But how do you use that kind of like mindset? Because I obviously think like without knowing it, you definitely believe in Matthew's sentiment there.
Oh, I do for sure. And I'm never one to like brag about myself. Like when people compliment me, I'm like, oh really? Thanks.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm just
you
like,
know what you're saying.
I'm not that kind of person.
You're not in terms of the five love languages, you are not a words of affirmation girl. You don't
know.
No. Need
that. Yeah. And I just like, to me, it's just natural. Like, it's just what I do. Like,
yeah.
If I want something, I work for it. I make it happen. And
amazing.
I really believe in that because, I mean, I just started a business and yes, I have my clientele, but there's always room for more to
sure.
build and grow.
And you're only one person. So like,
yes,
if you're not working, like you're not making money.
Exactly. So I'm not just going to sit around and sit in my suite and be like, oh, how nice is this? I have my own suite. No, I'm going to go out and, you know, market myself and advertise myself and not
you're
sit around.
Doing a good job because I found you on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I'm also like in grade 7. Fucking FBI agent CIA on the side.
Yeah, but
I
feel
stop
like,
till I die.
I feel like more and more people are becoming like that.
Yeah, it's
and
so true.
I'm just not one to sit around. I like to make things happen for myself because I have goals and I love to reach them. It's such an accomplishing, you know, gratifying feeling when you accomplish the goals that you set out for yourself. And I actually just saw a quote on Instagram from one of the salon influencers that I follow. And it
who
was
is
like,
it?
It's called Behind the Chair. It's like
cool.
really popular.
Love that.
And it was like, if the person 5 years ago could look into the future and see that same person now, like
yes.
they'd be like amazed. And it's so true.
Yeah.
'Cause like what, 5 years ago I was in high school, I
yeah.
was 16 or 17, like looking at these stylists in awe that this could be me. And I was always like, oh, this could be me, but I want to take it to the next level, to
mm-hmm.
the next step. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And
okay.
I'm
so tell me more about that. Like, what does, and this is probably a good place to kind of like bring it all full circle too. Like, what does next level mean to Alessia? Like, when you have your sights set on for 2021, you're picking up the holiday season right now. This is going to be one of your busiest times of year. Are you marketing yourself in a way to say to people, hey, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and certainly New Year's are going to look different. Are we going for the whole like dress up to stay in sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Like, what is next? Like, everybody has a different definition of, like, I'm here and I want to take it to here. What does that mean for you?
That means for me that I just want to be so busy to the point that, like, I cannot breathe.
I love it. We have such similar mentalities.
Some people think it's like, oh my gosh, that sounds so overwhelming. That sounds exciting.
I love that. It sounds so exciting. And it's a challenge.
Yes. And I love a good challenge. To me, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's always ups and downs.
Yeah.
There's days that I feel overwhelmed and I probably didn't
have time to eat.
Yes. And I'm just like, what am I doing? But then in the same breath, I'm just like, this is amazing. This is why I did it. I did it for the hustle and bustle and amazing feeling that, like, I'm taking my life into my own hands and making a difference for myself and for people in the future who will see me go out and do my own thing at 21.
Right.
And I have of the younger generation to be like, oh, well, she did it, so can I. And I love being that inspiration, even though I don't like to be, you know, like showy or anything mm-hmm. and like obnoxious about it.
Right.
But I love to inspire others and give others hope that they can do whatever
they
want.
So they can be less impressed and more involved. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually love that. I really should get a sign in here that
says
it.
It's like, I'm like fucking obsessed with that quote. I read it and actually I listened to it first on Tim Ferriss's interview with Matthew for like his like whole advertising of the book. And it's like pretty much the whole book is like all these little notes to self. So it's not a memoir. Like, he doesn't want it to be called that, but it is like a reflection on his life. But it's like cool because he's been journaling since the age of 14. I just started journaling at the age of 26, almost 27. And I don't even do it every day.
I always try and then the notebook sits in my
right.
drawer.
And I do the whole 5-minute journal. And it's like 5 minutes out of your day. Come on, sis, you got time to do this. I will find reasons not to. Like, some days I'm lucky if I get a workout in, and I'm saying that as a fit pro, like, I'm sure you feel the same way. You're like, some days I can barely wash my hair.
Seriously.
So, yeah. I love that. I think that's awesome. And I think you're out there crushing it. And to kind of wrap this thing up, I want to give you 90 more seconds on the clock. We're going to do a little rapid fire. So I'm going to come at you with questions quick. Most of them are only going to be a couple word answers. If you have more to say, just fire away. But how does that sound?
So I think it sounds fun.
Cool. Okay, perfect. So keeping in the theme with what we were just talking about, first question, who or what inspires you?
My dad.
Okay, tell me why.
Because I watched him build a business from nothing. And in the time of a recession in America. And I feel like it's also what influenced me to do this during Corona season, even though thank God it's not as bad, but it's also like a major life crisis, life in quotes, because it's affecting the whole country.
So
he's definitely one of my biggest inspirations because he did it and he is amazing and busy and has a successful business. And yeah.
Awesome. What keeps you up at night?
The constant like motivation and like my mind of like how I can be better for the next day and the days to come.
Never satisfied.
Yes. It's just like a little bit of anxiety, but like a whole lot of motivation. And you know, you just think about stuff like, if I do this, then it leads to this and it leads to that. So
opposite end, what gets you out of bed every morning?
My family and my friends and just like being around. I love to be around for big moments and just like everyday life. So I get out of bed because I want to spend time with everyone in my life and spend time with myself. I've been learning to put myself first versus last.
So
and
hard.
Yeah, it is so hard for people like us that we're just like trying to please everyone.
You're a giver.
Else.
You're a fixer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So definitely everyone around me.
Favorite activity to just like de-stress, decompress?
I love to make cookies.
Favorite kind of cookie?
A fan favorite that I make for a lot of different events and stuff, or just for my friends if like someone's feeling upset. It's just always so cheery. I make these sprinkle cookies and you can do whatever colored sprinkles and they're like a de-stressor for me, but like also make everyone else happy, which I love. I love to make people happy. So.
Okay, cool. Fairly newly 21. Favorite bar or restaurant?
You know what? I feel like
you don't have one.
I don't have one because Corona stole it from me.
Yeah.
And I just
when did you turn 21?
In December, and I went out a couple times.
Okay. Oh, it got stripped. Like, you got a tease because you got to experience it for like 5 seconds.
Literally
in the winter,
seconds.
Which is the worst. You know what we're gonna do? When the Jersey Shore opens back up, my parents live 5 blocks from the Parker House.
Yes.
We gotta go. That's like a New Jersey Shore rite of passage. Parker House, DJs, so Bar ratchet. A. I went there this summer. Bar A, also ratchet. Where else? The Osprey in Manasquan. We're gonna hit all those spots for sure.
Yeah, I literally feel like I'm wasting my youth. That's why everyone should wear a mask and
so let you go out.
Yeah, I just want to get over this situation because I looked forward to being 21 and having fun for so long, and I just feel like Corona really took it from me. But it's fine because it gave me this.
Yep.
So
worth it.
Always a positive.
Okay. So favorite restaurant or cuisine?
Oh, that's a hard one. It really depends on my mood, honestly. I mean, one of my all-time favorite things in the whole wide world is I went to this place in the city once. I can't think of the name. Right, but it was like a spinach artichoke pizza.
Ooh.
Literally.
It wasn't like artichoke and basils or something.
Oh my
like
gosh,
that,
that's what it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Famous. And I love ice cream.
Pizza. Okay.
Literally love
favorite
ice cream.
Favorite ice cream flavor. Don't say something boring like vanilla.
No, I love chocolate peanut butter with extra peanut butter sauce.
Ooh, yeah, get that sauce.
My friends.
Get that Jersey accent coming out.
Yeah.
That sauce.
My friends always make fun of me. They're like, really chocolate peanut butter again? I'm like, is there any other flavor?
Nuh-uh. It's the perfect combination. Get you a Reese's cup. Oh my gosh. Speaking of, one of my very good friends in Charlotte, his roommate works for Hershey's. And apartment is like fucking Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory. His closet is like 22% clothing. And it's his closet, not his roommate's. Like, he keeps it in his own closet. I don't know why. Like, maybe his roommate wants to be like more fit.
Yeah.
But he works in the meal prep service industry. So
yeah.
He's very fit, like very fit. But you go into his closet, it's like a walk-in through his bathroom and there is shelving, like where you have set up like all of your like
mm-hmm.
shampoos and dyes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just filled with Reese's cups, Hershey bars. It's so dangerous. Like I've dabbled in it a time or two. Like actually the first time I went to their place, like I beelined right for the closet. So,
yeah.
You know.
That is
and they have
dangerous.
The exclusive shit that's not on the shelves yet, which is super
oh,
cool.
That, you know what I
yes.
love from Hershey's is Take
what?
Five.
Yeah. Those are good. Those are really good. Keeping with the food theme, let's see, what else? If you can only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, man. It would be my mom's linguine and clams.
Nice.
Only from my
Are
mom.
You Italian?
Nowhere else. Yes,
Hell
of course.
Yeah.
Italian.
Love
degree.
It. And I like that you, like, pick something specific. Like, it has to be from your mom. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if us Italians can agree on this. I'm sure you can relate. I will not eat meatballs in a restaurant. Can't
absolutely
do it.
Not.
Can't
that
do
is
it.
Just
it's
repulsive.
Like a sin.
It's
because
repulsive.
And it's not that they're bad, it's just everyone makes their meatballs differently and you have to respect your family's method.
And I feel like when in a restaurant, they're probably not frying them. They're sticking them in the oven so
yeah.
they can stick as many on the tray as possible.
Right.
It's
exactly.
not worth it.
And you don't know what kind of combo they're using of
oh,
breadcrumbs.
No.
What kind of bread? Do they put real bread in it? Do they put breadcrumbs? Parsley, garlic, everyone does it slightly differently.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then last one, I'll get a little deep for the final one. What brings you joy?
What brings me joy? That's a good
like
one.
Like true joy.
True joy?
Personal, professional.
Personally,
both.
What brings me joy
yep.
is just seeing like my friends and family like be happy and like be happy in their own lives because I just love when I can see a genuine smile on their face because it
mm-hmm.
literally puts one
Lights
right
you
on
up.
Mine. Yeah. And I just love seeing everyone in my life happy and, you know, just reaching their goals. So because they're all always supporting me. So I just love to see that. And then professionally, what brings me joy is just hearing, you know, like you finish someone's hair or you finish doing someone's color or blowout
mm-hmm.
and you turn them around. They're like, oh my gosh, I love this. I love you. Thank you for doing this. And it's just such like a gratifying feeling because it just, again, like I just love making people happy. So I would say that.
What's your, and very last one, I promise I'll let you go. What is your advice on being truly happy? Like what does being truly happy mean to you? And do you think there's a formula for happiness?
You know what? I think everyone, there is a formula for happiness.
What's
I think,
yours?
I think everyone's is different. And for me, it took me a while to really like find my happy and find what gets me out of bed in the morning and what keeps me busy during the day and what puts a genuine smile on my face. And I just think that if you're not happy with yourself and from within, then you can never be happy or have any type of joy or whatsoever.
You gotta love you.
Yes.
Right? Like,
and it took me forever to realize that. And I was always
mm-hmm.
like, always in like,
preach it, girl.
Yeah, periodic funks. And once I kind of just had that like whole realization of it, it just kind of made such a difference in my life. And I always had a smile on my face and I was always so happy. And
bubbly.
Yeah. Awesome. And it's the way to be. Who wants to be like doom and gloom and not happy? Like, it's just
these times, no, they can't. No. Get out in the way.
And no one wants to be around someone like that either. And I just feel like it's so important to just spread positivity.
Like, so important to protect your joy. Like, this is something I've had to learn the hard way in the past 6 months, going through huge relationship and life changes, as I'm sure many people know, because I'm like an open book. I broke off an engagement about 6 months ago. We were supposed to get married last month. And in that time, I don't think I've changed as a person. I've gone back to my roots as to the girl that I was before. And something that I've promised to myself is twofold. First, if you don't like yourself, you're fucking shit out of luck, because you have to spend time with you and you alone, and that voice in your head, you need to be very connected to it. So one, get comfortable with being alone. So many people have that problem. They're like desperate to find a relationship because they think that's going to fill their cup. You're going to be disappointed. People tell me like your expectations are too high. They're not too high, because that's what I expect of myself. Yeah. I just needed to transition that to be like, these are my expectations of me, and I'm not going to project them onto another individual. That way, if I'm happy with me and I know I meet my standards, someone else is going to come there and he or she is going to match it. So that's number one. Number two, cut out the losers who are stealing your joy. Get rid of them. If I could give you any advice, if I could have told my 21-year-old self one thing, it would have been that. You are not everything to everyone. You are not going to make everyone else happy. So don't fucking try. If you make you happy, if you look in the mirror and you like what you see, that is all that matters. In the past 4 weeks alone, I've lost 4 very seemingly close friends. And I was very sad about it. And I was angry because they told me that I was the problem. But guess what? If you are not unhappy with you and the rest of the world, the people that you care about, have your back, and you feel that you're conducting and bringing a presence that is the presence that you want to have, rest your head on those laurels. Go to bed at night knowing you're working on yourself. In my case, I'm going to therapy. Yeah. I'm drinking lots of water. I'm exercising. I'm hustling to get my business and make it all happen. Like, if there's any testament, if you really needed someone else's validation, because I mean, we do look at social media. My ex-fiance told me on the day after we were supposed to get married, he said to me, he was like, I am so proud of you. And I was like, why? And he was like, 3 months ago, you didn't even want to wash your hair and get out of bed. And you literally just pitched me $1 million business idea. And he was like, it is so good. And I'm so confident in the woman that you are, that if he can't sell my engagement ring, he's struggling. If anyone knows where to sell them, hit us up. But he can't sell it for what it's really worth.
Yeah.
So he was like, if I could sell it, honestly, I would want to give you, even if I could just give you $1. He was like, I'd give it to you because I know that you're going to make that back 100 times over because you're a worker. And to get that validation from a person who I gave my whole heart and self and life and just like was vulnerable to every day, who slept next to me every single night and really got to know my heart and like know a side of me that I don't allow anyone else to see, even though I am authentic in how I show up, you still got to keep shit close to the cuff. For him to say that to me, like, I know I'm doing something right. Because if he, and I don't need him to approve of who I am. Like, if I did, I would have probably stayed with him. But like, for him to say that just meant so much more than that person who's like, I don't like the person you are now. Guess what? I don't give a shit. If you don't like me, get out of the way. And like, you should be unapologetically yourself. That's like just as much as Matthew McConaughey saying less impressed, more involved. That's my mantra. Like, be unapologetically you, because, and to quote one of my favorite artists, my friend Kent Young, Chum and Charlotte, no one on earth can do what you do precisely the way that you do it. And that's very powerful.
It's true. I agree.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This was awesome. My hair looked fabulous.
Yeah.
We're going to toss some hairspray in here real quick and get Alessia on to the rest of her day, because she's got to hit up her classes now. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Real quick, Alessia, give us your shameless plug. Where can we find you? Where can we follow you? How can we stay connected? How can we book an appointment?
So my phone number is 732-850-3430. You can
get your pens, people.
Yes, write it down.
Text or call her, book that appointment through her directly. Easiest way to get
and
in touch.
My Instagram is @alluringlooks_Alessia, A-L-E-S-S-I-A. And if you want to look me up on Facebook, it's not as big, but if you want
She's there.
I am there. And you just put Alluring Looks by Leslie in the search box and you can see all my beautiful work and what me and Krista have been working on, because we're going to be
doing a little giveaway.
Yes, we are going to do a giveaway. I have a holiday blowout package right now, even though
how many blowouts?
So you get 5 blowouts for $115, and normally those 5 blowouts would be valued at $175, and you have to book the first 2.
Okay.
But then
do they all have to be complete during the holiday season?
No, no, not at all. And you could gift it to yourself, gift it to your relatives or friends, family. Or you can literally just buy it for whatever reason and you want to use it throughout 2021, the first half.
Okay.
You know, a blowout.
Especially once we can finally go out again.
Yeah.
Get you looking right, ladies.
I don't know if anyone has any holiday parties. I don't even know what the rules are, but it's also good for that. That was kind of like my main thought process of it.
Cool.
But, you know,
awesome.
That. And I'm also going to be doing some raffles. So if you buy for every product you buy, you get your name put in a hat. And
sweet.
Then if and when we pick it out, probably be after the holidays, you will win a free eyebrow wax or lip wax
sample right here. Model. These brows look so fire.
Yeah. From one of my close friends in the industry, she will actually be doing the eyebrow wax and her lip wax thing. So we're kind of doing, we're doing a cross
tag
promotion. Yeah.
Cool.
And if you buy a product from her, you win a free service from me. So.
Nice. Look at that. All around. I love the symbiotic relationship.
Yes. I love to help others and, you know, do what I can in return.
Sweet. And by the way, she threw out her digits there. We're not asking anybody to slide into the DMs, but Alessia is single. So again, what's that phone number, girl? 732-850-3430. All right, guys. Have an awesome rest of your day. Wherever you're listening, make it a great day.
Yeah. Thanks for listening,
guys.
Bye. Bye.